Men have got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate it. It's Monday morning again. Monday morning. All is well. I hope you had an amazing weekend. It seemed to go by really fast, huh? They're like coming and going. Up and down, round and around. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, I don't have one. I just remember. Not a new one yet. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JLP Talk. JLP Talk. And if you're out and about and you're busy, no, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. All right. And if you're busy, because we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And so some of you are busy doing different things. You're not able to sit and watch the show. Or it all depends on what part of the world you live in. You're already gone to bed. You've had your day. You can podcast the show. Or you can listen to it as it is happening, no matter where you are, what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, it's Monday. And we deal with all issues, of course. We take all calls. But Mondays are, and every Monday is, Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Absolutely. And it's amazing. It is amazing. Amazing fellowship yesterday. If you were not there or did not watch it live, you missed it yesterday. But you can still watch it. It's not too late by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Podcast, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was more than a notion. And there are men and women from around the world who are working on themselves. And one thing about working on yourself, it's a lifetime job, but you don't regret it. The more you do it, the more you won't. I didn't get my updated package yet. I'm trying to find it. It's like the more you do, work on yourself, the more you want to work on yourself. Because the more you discover the unseen. I got to go out and find out about my passions, folks. I'll be right back. All right, I have it. Amazing. And so, working on yourself, if you truly, truly, truly do it, men and women, you're going to be surprised what you find about yourself that you didn't know. It's going to be, as someone said in the fellowship yesterday, it's fun working on yourself. It does become fun after a while, but when you first start out after a while, you know, in the beginning, it's not as much fun. You don't know, you know, like it's not much fun. You don't know what's going on. But as things fall away and you wake up, it's amazing. It is amazing. It really is. But it takes a commitment to work on yourself. And most human beings, they prefer what they think is the easy way out rather than working on oneself. Because they have been deceived by the deceiver that this easy way is the right way and it's not. But it was an amazing meeting yesterday. And the people who were there, I'm sure not all, but most were working on themselves. I could tell in their conversation, in their mood, in their action, they really want what's right, and they're working on themselves. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And believe you me, every human being on this side of the planet, on this side of heaven, all who are born of the woman must be born again if you want to be free. You must return to the Father. You got to overcome that old nature. And that old nature is wicked. Wicked. I can't find a word to tell you how bad it is. So continue to work on yourself. I don't have a brand new biblical question this morning. Hopefully by tomorrow or whenever I'll have one. All right. So check out yesterday's fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you're not going to be, you're never going to have perfect peace until you overcome. It's interesting when I speak of perfect peace. Do you know that most people do not believe you can have perfect peace here on earth? Preachers and others I've interviewed, I've talked to, people with degrees and all kinds of, they don't believe it. Well, they say, well, everybody, nobody has perfect peace, they say. And because they know no one who has it, they don't believe you can have it, even though God says you can. They don't believe it. And I understand. Yesterday, I kind of mentioned how most human beings have fear. The massive of human beings have fear. And as a result of having fear, they are easily controlled by the bosses, meaning the government, the people with the money, the so-called powerful people. The people that you vote in to run your country for you. So the masses of people have fear, and then people who they vote in or decide that, you know, the big timers, the masses of people turn their lives over to them, and then those people decide whenever they want to control the masses because the masses have fear. And even the people who control the masses of people have fear. Right? But because Satan is their daddy as well, and they get their instruction from evil spirits. And what I've noticed is that, and you'll see too if you pay attention, I'm not the only one. I've noticed that the masses of people are easily controlled by the few, by the government, the CDC, the whomever, right? The masses of people are even easily controlled by these people. And these people get their orders from evil as well. Whenever they want money, more power, whatever, they visit with the demons within themselves, the evil spirit, within themselves and outside of themselves with others. And they decide they'll come up with a disease. They'll come up with something that can put fear in the masses of people. And most of the time, the fear is a quote-unquote serious disease that is affecting the world. And you better lock down, because if you don't, you're going to catch it. A lot of time, it's sexual diseases, but not all the time. And the masses of people, due to the fear they have, they crumble. They crumble. And when they crumble, the few that's controlling them, they make lots of money. They get what's seen to be power, perceived power, and they control the people. They start wars, and they start these wars because it's another opportunity to get power and make money off war. Do you know that the few who are controlling the masses make buku money off wars, having a war? You make a lot of money off that. Look how much money Ukraine has made already. And then look at how much money the Republicans and others are making from the weapons of wars. And the masses of people get nothing but fear. and control. And you're not going to understand it or see it until you wake up. You're being controlled. And it's so easy to control people of fear. It's not even funny. Because fear has nothing real in it. It's empty. And the people who have fear are lost. And so time and time again, even in our country, our government over the years have come up with so many different diseases, it's not even funny. And now they're trying to tell us that the monkey pox is back from Africa, or at least on its way back to America. The monkey pox is coming back. I wonder why they tell you that now. It was so bad last time that neighbors were turning in other neighbors to the government. They were watching your house to see who was coming in and going out, and they were reporting you to the government out of fear. Can you imagine? It reminded me of what I hear about the Hitler thing, that there were neighbors turning in neighbors to the enemy, to the government. I want you to know, it's up to you, though. You don't have to live a life of fear. You can live free of fear. The Father has not given you the spirit of fear. So if the Father didn't give it to you, where did it come from? Where did your fear come from? Did you create your own fear? The masses of people have fear. And this including Christians and others. Because you hear Christians say, well, Jesus had anger. Jesus had this and that. Anger is fear. Anyone that has anger has fear. Anyone that has fear has anger. Overcome the anger, you can overcome the fear. Fear is not good. Well, as I said, the monkey pot is coming back, they say. Ooh, aren't you afraid? Fox 4 reported that the viral disease mpox, responsible for making several people sick in Africa, has now been declared a global health emergency, according to the World Health Organization. Watch this from Fox 4.
Mpox, the virus formerly known as monkeypox, is spreading quickly around the world following a summer outbreak in Africa that saw a new variant infect more than 14,000 people, causing more than 500 deaths. The World Health Organization has labeled the outbreak a global health emergency, and now the variant has spread to Europe, with Sweden reporting at least one case, which they say they have under control.
Sweden has a good preparedness to diagnose, isolate, and care for people in a safe and good way, and that does not pose a risk to the general population.
Mpox is similar to smallpox, but it causes more mild symptoms. Fever, chills, and body aches are the most common. But this new strain appears to be more deadly, and it's spreading quickly, prompting some countries to consider new border restrictions.
There's no need to close borders when we are in disease outbreaks. Diseases don't recognize borders. It doesn't stop a disease from spreading.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is monitoring the outbreak and doing what it can to help. This week, the CDC updated its guidance for mpox vaccinations and provided a risk assessment map, while also continuing to stress there's no major risk to the American public at this time.
Amazing. The CDC is looking out for you in the same way they looked out for you last time and the last time and the last time. They know you have fear because they have it too. but they're using their fear to control you to get money and power for themselves. And you overreact. Every time you overreact to evil, you lose. You lose. When will you pay attention to yourself and notice that whenever you overreact, you lose? And they want you to overreact. That's why they make it sound really serious. Don't close the borders. It doesn't stop diseases, the spread of diseases. Amazing, huh? We live in a sad world today. But you, good news, in spite of all the darkness around you, you can be free. No matter what color you are, male or female, rich or poor, where you live, in the midst of this mad, mad world, you can be free. It's up to you. But you got to take control of your own life. It's not going to work any other way. It's not going to work any other way. Amazing, huh? The monkey pop is coming back. I wonder why. How come all of a sudden something else? And some people don't even question, oh, really? Why? Why all of a sudden the monkey pot is coming back? Pots, P-O-S, is coming back. We'll see what happens. And did you hear? And then I'll go to your calls and super chats. That the Vice President J.D. Vance had to land his plane. Another Boeing airplane. What's going on with Boeing? I wonder how much of this is because of DEI. It's like as soon as they incorporated DEI, which is the same thing as affirmative action, everything started to fall apart. Everything is falling apart. Nothing is working now. So I'm just wondering, I don't know what's up with Boeing airplane, but I'm wondering, is it because of DEI? According to WISN, a Boeing 737 carrying 9 presidential candidates, J.D. Vance, a Boeing 737 carrying vice president candidate, J.D. Vance was forced to make an emergency landing in Milwaukee on Friday after experiencing a possible malfunction with the door seal shortly after takeoff. A problem with the door. Watch this sound bite.
138, we're going to go ahead and declare an emergency. We got 43 souls on board. 1 is leaking and it's streaming loud in the back, but we have no indication that the door itself is open in door L1.
Video from our 12 News camera at the airport shows the plane taking off again, heading back to Cincinnati. Emergency vehicles did respond to the plane, which we're told is standard procedure. Once on its way to Ohio, the Trump campaign released a statement saying the pilot advised there was a malfunction with the door seal after declaring an emergency. Trump Force 2 returned to Milwaukee. As soon as the issue was resolved, the plane returned to its originally planned flight path back to Cincinnati. Vance's plane now back on the tarmac in Cincinnati, Ohio, landing in about 3:30 this afternoon. Everything here at Mitchell International Airport, once that plane took off, was quickly back to normal.
Amazing, huh? Taking the joy out of flying. Who want to fly now? If the planes are not falling out of the sky, or the doors are not open, or near disasters, they're fighting on the plane. Is it because of DEI? I heard a report a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, week before, President Trump had to land his plane. He had some type of incident. Something went wrong. What a mess! I want my America back. I want my country back. I seriously doubt, I see no indication that it is coming back. Now, if the great white hope get in, and I hope he does, he's going to make it a little bit more comfortable for us, and that the prices of gas will go down, the drilling will come back so people will be able to work and make some money. He will put a wall around the border, make you a little safer from the illegal aliens and drugs. He will build a strong military, rebuild a strong military so that our enemy would know that we ain't playing. He will bring back and defund police to bring down the crime in America. But my country is not coming back. It is over. Why do you think Kamala Harris can run and just say anything, and all she does is wave and grin and speak a bunch of lies about what she's about and what she's going to do? She's lying to the masses of people, and a lot of people believe in her. All she's doing is lying. She's just saying things and lying. And she's making these promises to save the people. It's interesting that evil people promise evil people that they're going to save them. Evil people promising evil people, I'm going to save you. Kamala Harris is making all those promises when it's already clear what she's about. We have almost 4 years of her now. But she's saying what Donald Trump is saying, because she knows what Donald Trump is saying is the best for the country. Though she is not for it, she's saying that's what she's going to do. And she's not. She's going to raise taxes. After every crisis, what goes up? Especially when it's a government crisis. Taxes. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. We'll be right back.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. It's Female Monday, and we're taking all calls. It's a spiritual battle, folks. Do what you want, but it's a spiritual battle. And as soon as you become aware of that, really aware of it, by paying attention to you, the sooner you will be free from it. Really. It's a spiritual battle. It ain't about color. It ain't about no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allah-u-Abba-ism, Debbie-Dad-ism, white supremacism, anti-Semitism, no ism. It is not about ism. It's so spiritual, I can hardly find the words to tell you. As I mentioned yesterday, the evil spirits hate you. They hate human beings with a core because they're mad at God. God won the war, threw them out, so now they have no reality of love or light, and they cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, and so all they have now is evil. Pure evil. And they want to dwell, and they do, in human beings because they live off their misery, reacting and overreacting. And they are like spirit out there without being any human being, but they got to dwell in human beings because they live off making you react at. That's their false sense of self. It's up to you. I understand. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller Presley out of North Carolina. Presley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm blessed to be here, Mr. Peterson. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Question. I turned 40 this year. Started life young as a young father at age 16. Both of my sons are 23 and 18 now. And I'm just kind of at a weird point in my life where I'm going through the empty nest syndrome a little bit more than I thought I would. And just trying to get back in the mindset of being, this is my life now for me to live, if that makes any sense. And just any kind of pointers you would have on moving forward.
And so they're like adults, and they're gone, and they're living their life, and you're on your own now?
Correct.
And your question for me is what?
Basically, how to get back in the mindset of living my life for myself now. You know, my boys are grown. They're men now. Not worrying about them so much and focusing more on my own life, because I put my life on hold from age 16 until 40, basically, to raise them and make sure they were raised right. Put a lot of my own personal goals and stuff to the side, and I'm just trying to get back in the mindset of being selfish, if that makes sense.
So now you just have to focus on you, overcoming all your insecurities and that false need of giving your life over to them and trying to get life from them. You just start focusing on you now, working on you, overcoming your fears and your doubt, all of the ego need for anybody or anything. And it will become amazing, because you're so young, you still have a chance to have an amazing life. But you got to overcome the anger and the ego need for your children.
I've done that. I've forgiven my mother. I've been unable to do that with my father, because he passed away
right
a few years ago because of the COVID protocols in the hospital. He was murdered. So I guess I was kind of trying to get some advice on how I should go about forgiving my father since he's passed away.
Just by understanding you, that something else been driving you. You were lost in your fears and emotions and all that. Your father had the same problem, and he loved you. It's just that he didn't, I don't know if he did or not, but he didn't know how to be anything but what he was. He probably didn't forgive his parents and work on himself. So just realize he loved you. He just couldn't help himself. And I'm telling you, Presley, if you do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts. Just watch them. Do nothing about them, but watch them and go about your day. You're going to have a life that will create it for you, already laid out, and it's going to be amazing. It will happen naturally. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm 3 days into doing the silent prayer. I just started it, yes.
Any question about it?
Just any suggestions on how to make my mind be a little bit more quiet while I'm trying to get into the practice of doing it? Because I know that's hard starting out.
Yes. You don't make your mind quiet, because you've been living in that noisy mind all your life. When you were traumatized by your mother, you escaped into your mind, and you've been living in that mind thinking that it was yours, and you don't want to quieten it. You want to see. You want to come out of it, and the Father will bring you out of it, and you will see all this stuff you've been living in your mind, and he will take away, because they are spirits. Those are evil spirits, and you've been one with those spirits. And the Father will take them away from you, and you will have a clear and a quiet mind. It'll come on its own. But you want to be aware of it. So if it's noisy, just notice the noise, but don't call it you.
Just recognize it and observe it.
That's all you have to do. If you could just understand that alone, just observe it, watch it, observe it. And don't try to change it. Don't try to fix it. Don't run away from it. The Father will save you from it. And he will change your whole world from darkness to light. Are you working?
I'm currently not working. No, sir. Oh. I've got some health issues I'm dealing with.
Oh, okay. Well, just do the silent prayer. Get up and go about your day and watch and watch and watch. And your life will change for the good, but you got to stay with it.
Not a problem. I plan on sticking with it, because I'm already seeing some positive results just from a few days.
Yeah. Stay with it. I'm telling you, man, because the devil and all his little demons are going to get busy inside of you. They're going to yell at you. They're going to tell you this is not real. They're going to say to you, where is God now? And blah, 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 right? Don't argue with them.
Right.
Just watch them, but don't argue with them. And then he's going to send his demons after you inside of other people. People know you, people you work with, or whatever. They're going to come after you, your family members. But don't argue with them either. You quietly live your life and you will have a good life.
Will do. Thank you so much for the advice this morning, Mr. Peterson. God bless you.
I wish you well, man.
I wish you been better. Godspeed. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. That's one line open. Let me go to Pennsylvania and talk to Gail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. And how are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, I was listening to your last caller, and from that conversation, some of the blanks in my struggle was answered about the spirit. That's because I have been having problems with that, a noisy mind. I call it a noisy mind.
Yeah.
And I had to start rebuking, all of those things and thoughts that was coming in my mind. But my main thing is that I find, not that I'm picking on you, but I'm talking about my experiences, okay? I have some males in my family, and they not forgiving. I have a brother that refuses to forgive me, and I don't even know what I've done to him, okay? And he treats me like last year's meatloaf when he's around me or I'm around him, and he doesn't really talk to me. And I find that a lot of times men are more are not forgiven as we women are. So what do you have to say about that?
I say you're absolutely right about that. There are men who have the spirit of their mothers, and their mindset and emotions are just like the woman's mindset and emotions. So they have identified with that as being them. They think that is them. And so they won't forgive. But you forgive them and never mind if they forgive or not. Leave them in their hell. Wish them well.
Okay.
Wish them well. And you go on to live your life. They don't have to forgive. It's about your life, not someone else. You are your own world, and you're not to be concerned about anyone else's world.
Okay.
But there are men have they're like strongly identified with that unforgiving spirit because they have taken on it just as the woman. They're just like the mothers.
Okay. I accept that.
And when you see the family members, if you run into them, just wish them well, meaning don't be mad at them, don't argue at them, don't ask them why they're mad at you, don't try to figure out. You just live your life. You are responsible for you, all right? No one else.
Okay, thank you.
And stay with the prayer and watch those thoughts. When you say you rebuke the thoughts, how do you rebuke the thoughts?
I just say, get out. You don't belong in my spirit. Get out. And I keep telling them to get out. And because I believe that we have charge over them, especially if we have the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, that we have the power over them. And it's been working really good for me. My mind is not as noisy. Every once in a while, it'll sneak up on me, and then I have to start telling it to get out.
Well, if you just stay aware of it, if you be aware of it, it is the awareness of God that would destroy the darkness of the imagination. And that's
I'm not going to go into details, but I've always been sensitive to the spirit. I've been attacked. I've been scratched by evil spirits. So I've always had to deal with them. I have been beat up in my sleep. And, you know, some things I experience, I don't share with other people because they're going to laugh at me or they're going to think I'm crazy. But I've always have had to deal with them. But now it's more, it seemed like because of, I won't go into details of my belief, but I'll just say the portal, when Obama came in office, the portal was open to evil, okay?
Yeah.
And so it's more prevalent now because they have more or less the free reign. They have a free reign to attack us. I've seen the demons. I've seen them.
Have you overcome your anger?
Horror. Huh?
Have you overcome your anger?
Yes.
So
in
you
my old age, I have learn to overcome my anger about everything that I've experienced in life.
Right on. And the reason I ask, because demons cannot attack you unless you have anger. They can only get in when you have anger. That's the door that opens up for the demons to enter in. So overcome that anger, then they will have to depart from you forever and ever. They can only live in people who have anger.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good talking to you, Gail, call me again. Uh-huh. Call me again, all right?
Okay.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
Evil can only live in people who has anger. Really. That's the food for evil. Overcome that. Why do you think God said salvation of the heart? That when you forgive, go and forgive before you can enter in. And because you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven with darkness in the heart, the spirit of evil upset because they can't enter into it. They've been thrown out of the kingdom. They cannot enter in. They're ticked. They do not have the love of God inside of them at all. 888-7753-7753.
Did you just join a band, Jesse?
What?
Did you just join a band?
Why you say that?
You're looking like a rocker. I cut you off in the number, though.
888-775-3773. A young lady gave these to me yesterday. The fellow, what was her name? She was visiting. Oh, I can't think of her name. She knows who she is. She was visiting yesterday, and she gave me these glasses. What do you think? America, sweet, sweet America. You know, God has shed his grace on thee and crown thy good for brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Or I could go, you ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You ain't no friend of mine. Amazing. Super chat.
Oh, I'm here playing around with the song. Super chat. What? I'm just playing around with the sounds. Not ready for super chats.
Over on.
Hey, you like my glasses?
Yeah, they're nice.
They're cool.
They're fancy. They're like aviators, but they have American flag print on the lenses. Are they silver or gold?
I think they're silver. Yeah, I think they're silver.
Yep. Nicely made.
They are. Thank you.
Sweet.
Amazing. Super chat.
From Anna?
Huh?
From Anna, maybe?
the lady that was there yesterday? Oh, yeah, I think that's her name. I remember signing a book for her.
Okay. Sweet.
I believe it is Anna. Who told you?
I just remembered. I was thinking back to the first-timers who were visiting.
Right.
Yeah.
She was with another woman.
Right.
Nice. Adam, look, thank you. These are amazing. I don't even wear glasses.
Right.
But I like these.
The sunglasses.
Yes. Amazing.
All right. Wizard Girl bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'm writing in because I did the impossible.
Impossible.
And went through the boyfriend's phone. And
that's what you are to me.
And found what I was expecting. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
I know it's my fault for invading his privacy. However, he doesn't know I've done it. Right now, I'm just playing it off for the most part. But thoughts do tempt me to think about it. I really like him, and he treats me well. What should I do?
Here's what I recommend. Now that you understand, you should have never gone through his phone. You look for something, you're going to find it. The devil's going to make sure of that. Don't let him know, but never do it again. Don't give him attitude. Stay out of the thoughts. Watch those thoughts and just let them pass. Don't identify with them, all right? Let them pass because the thoughts want to destroy you. So let them pass. I wish you well with that. But, amazing.
And she gives a sun emoji. Thank you, Wizard Girl.
Thank you.
And Cultist GTI says, I found the biggest issue is figuring out the difference between practical thoughts and ideas of things.
Is that a question?
It's sort of a question.
I didn't know that practical thought would be so hard for people to understand. Do you know understand practical thought versus those thoughts that make you think things about yourself? That you make you think you are what you're not and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the difference between practical thoughts and non-practical thoughts?
Impractical thoughts or impractical?
Impractical.
Practical thoughts are practical and impractical thoughts are impractical.
Give us an example of an impractical thought.
I want to go for a run after work. It's not time to do that.
Oh, okay. And a practical thought is what?
Sit up straight. Everybody sat up straight in the studio.
Or a thought that
tells
you. That
was my mama talking in my head.
Okay, maybe it wasn't practical.
Or impractical is a thought that tell you that compare yourself with others. Or one that tell you that you're poor. Or you don't have enough, or nobody likes you, or a thought that tell you that you're lonely, or a thought that makes you feel that you need and want to be a part of the party. Things like that, that tell you that you are things that you're not. Those are not practical thought. A practical thought is a thought that when you realize you got to go to work, or you're hungry. Or you need a roof on your head. That makes sense?
I think so.
Yeah. Thank you. Amazing.
Evan says, hello, Jesse. After watching your videos about forgiving our mom and dad, can I suggest to my kids they need to forgive me and their mom and they can so they can free themselves from anger? Thanks, Kevin.
Absolutely. How are the kids?
I can't ask them.
Thanks, Kevin, but absolutely. Tell them don't be mad at you and mama. Otherwise, you become like what you hate.
Be right back for more.
Quick break, back in a moment. Thank you all. We'll finish these when I come back. And your phone call. Hate should come with the hate news. I recommend you get them.
The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guy. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, August 19th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls, and we will get to the rest of your super chats. Thank you, guys. But first, fake news, not fake news. The combination, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, of a supermoon and a blue moon, it's a rare super blue moon happening today. Will peak at 2:26 p.m. Eastern Time today, treating skygazers worldwide with a rare celestial sight. Explain that, flat earthers. Space deniers. Shout out to the flat earthers. The last time this lunar event occurred was August of 2023, not that long ago, a super blue moon, a super blue sturgeon moon. And the next super blue moons are projected for January and March of 2037. And I looked up what a supermoon is. That's when it's really close, the closest point to Earth, roughly. And then a blue moon is either two full moons in a month, or the third out of four full moons in a season. Normally, it's only supposed to be three full moons in a season. But if there's four, it's the third odd moon in a season. That's what's happening today. Cool, huh? I don't know. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports on the DNC, the Democrat National Convention, begins in Chicago today, Chi-Town, one of the most corrupt cities ever, right? Where cackling Kamala Harris, I don't know if that's true, cackling Kamala Harris, the so-called vice president, she will accept formally her party's nomination to become the next commander-in-chief. What a joke, huh? Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, he's slated to pass the torch to Kamala in a speech later this evening in front of thousands of delegates and party members. The so-called president is expected to use his remarks to lay out his argument for Kamala and describe the record that they've supposedly achieved together. In addition to Crooked Joe, the convention is set to feature a who's who of speakers, including Crooked Worst President Ever Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Oh, Lord. Meanwhile, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, he confirmed about 250 members of the state's National Guard will be on standby as tens of thousands of protesters prepare to march on the convention this week. Hollywood's going over there, by the way. What does it say about Hollywood? Several A-list actors, by several it could be just two or three, I mean three or so, A-list actors scheduled to speak at the convention's main stage. No major performer announced. There is speculation that Taylor Swift or Beyoncé may appear. Ugh, that'd be terrible. Anyway, the peace in the Middle East. Seven members of the same family were killed in an Israeli airstrike in central Gaza on Sunday. So said medical officials. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, he landed in Israel to push for a ceasefire and a hostage deal. The top U.S. diplomat, top of the dung pile, said that this probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to get hostages home, to get a ceasefire, and to put everyone on a better path to enduring peace and security. What a phony guy, huh? A new ceasefire plan drawn up by the U.S., Qatar, Egypt, and Egypt, was presented Friday following 2 days of high-stakes talks in Doha. Israel's campaign in Gaza, launched following the Hamas attacks of October 7th, has killed more than 40,000 people, supposedly, right? Which I believe it. What terrible, huh? And reduced much of the territory to rubble. Adding to the Gazans' woes, doctors last week detected the first case of polio in Gaza in 25 years. What a mess, huh? Anyway, happening down in America, heavy rainfall caused flash flood emergency Sunday in Connecticut counties of New Haven and Fairfield, per the National Weather Service. Be careful over there in Connecticut. At least 100 people were evacuated from unsafe conditions by urban search and rescue teams. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. No biblical question yet. Maybe something will pop up soon. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And if you're out and about, laying up at a beach, selling fentanyl or overcoming fentanyl or smoking pot or whatever, you can be listening to the show on your, or just laying up at a beach. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone, iPad, if you can't sit and watch it live. You can podcast, of course. And if you can't sit and watch it live, you can be listening on your iPhone, iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond, B-O-N-D. JLP Cash App. It's Monday. It's the second hour of the show already. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
They want to be home with those babies. How do y'all like my glasses? You ain't nothing but a hound dog, rocking all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you ain't no friend of mine. Thank you, Anna. Anna visited our Sunday morning service yesterday for the first time. She gave me the amazing glasses. Y'all like them? What the? America first and always. America. Amazing. So, let me do this. I gotta take them off. Let me go to Noah. And Noah been waiting a while. 888-7753. Oh, Noah's gone. Oh, okay. Well, let's do this. Let's finish the super chats and then we get back to the busy phone. There's one light open now. No one's gone. Super, super.
Lizzie Longtoes over on Odyssey.
Lizzie Longtoes.
Responding to your comments on Friday, talking to a caller. Jesse, that's horrible. How can I keep listening to you when you always talking bleep? I want to rebuild the man, but what the bleep?
What did I say?
Women shouldn't tell the men because they use it against you later. So if it broke and
women shouldn't tell the men, or the men shouldn't, or men shouldn't tell women.
I'm not sure. She said women shouldn't tell. She said if it's broke and there is no fixing it, get the bleep out, Jesse. So this show is for men only, and women shouldn't listen. Got it. This is Lizzie Longtoes.
So Lizzie Longtoes, I don't know what you're referring to. Do you know?
I think it was during the call with Terry from Texas, the young man who his child's mother was.
Oh,
but I'm not sure.
Oh, you don't know either.
Yeah, well, it was around that time that.
I know I tell men they should never, ever, 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 but never, never, never tell a woman their problems. Don't tell a woman your weakness, your secrets, or anything, because she will use them against you. 100 years down the road, I remember 100 years ago when you said this or did that, right? Especially if the man starts to overcome, and the spirit of the woman going to be jealous of that, and she's going to try to, and not her, but the spirit of evil is not her, but going to try to destroy that man. If you're referring to that, then I'm right about that. Men should not tell women their problem. Because of the order of God, too, God in Christ, Christ and man over woman, right? A man has to always be strong in order to keep the woman going so she can see the light. If she has a man, if she doesn't have a man, or even if she has one, the light of God will work through her too. But a man should never tell a woman his weakness. If you're referring to that, make it clear what you're referring to, what was said exactly. Thank you, Lizzie Longtoes.
Indeed.
Longtoes, right?
That's right.
Lizzie, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
That was over on Odyssey. Cold Burger Art bought 10 coffees. I'm so emotional, baby.
Every time I think of you.
Anyway, thanks for the fellowship. Love listening while I work. God makes life like an awesome movie.
Yeah.
Stay present and watch the show. Amazing.
That's for sure. Thank you, Cold Burger Art. That's a sharp name. That's a cowboy name, Mr. Dillon. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet donated a Rumble rant, and I missed it on Friday.
You got to know how to rumble.
Hashtag Team Christ.
Christ is king over on cozy.tv/JLP. Christ is king. Thank you.
That's very true. Lin Yen Chin says, hey, Jesse, I Jamaican black and yellow as one super predator that likes wild dog cooked in watermelon because he's part Asian. I reckon that emotions... I reckon that emotions are just electrical patterns that pulse as colors of pure soul, like the Aurora Borealis.
Break it down. He like watermelon and wild dogs?
Yeah, wild dog cooked in watermelon.
What that mean?
Because he's black, Jamaican-born, black and yellow.
And they eat wild dogs?
The Asians do.
Really?
They say. Didn't Obama get one when he was when he had a stepfather who was from Indonesia?
He ate a wild dog. It sounds familiar.
I thought that there was some. Did Obama eat a dog?
It looked like that was it was said that he ate it, or he said it. I don't remember.
President Obama quit lying.
He didn't eat Bo. Anyway.
I don't remember. Thank you, Lin.
Yeah.
Jin Chin.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. Appreciate
Lin Yen Chin, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Justin donated on a Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I love you, Jesse.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support. Amazing.
Isaiah on Cash App, a generous donation. Back to the Father we go.
Yep. You can bank on this one. Over at Bank of America or whatever bank next to your office. You can bank on this. Every soul is lost until it returns to the Father. That's what's missing. It ain't nothing but that. All the lies that your imagination tell you, all the lies that other people tell you, it ain't true. Men and women are lost from the Father. That void, that emptiness, that like something is missing. You got everything. You work hard. Oh, I saw this amazing movie the other day, or the weekend. Paranoia. You ever heard of that movie?
Paranormal or paranoia?
Noia.
Like
P-A-R-A-N-O-N-A. That's how you spell paranoia. You know how you spell paranoia?
Yeah.
Paranoia.
Right.
You heard that movie, Nick?
No, never.
I don't think so.
Is it like an action movie?
What's an action movie?
So not like a horror, but they're running around with cars and maybe guns. And
no, not like that. It's like a normal movie.
Is Harrison Ford in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How you spell it?
Paranoia. P-A-R-A-N-O-I-A.
See? That's how I spelled it.
You put an N in there somehow.
That's it. That was so deep, I don't know what to say. How'd you find it?
Google.
Wow, those two guys.
Let me show
you. A trip, but human beings in a human nature. Those two guys.
That's Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he was.
Paranoia.
He was.
The title.
So what?
No, I'm just telling people, here's the title.
2013.
It was. I just have to be flipping through the channel, and there it is. I'm like, oh, let me watch it.
Even
those
a pawn.
Those two people are very good, too.
It says even a pawn can change the game.
Yes.
Nice.
That was a smart young man. He played it. But it was a very human being, human nature movie. That young guy right there, he grew up, his father was a security guard. And that's all his father ever did his whole life. His mother died when he was like really a young kid, 6 or 7, I think, maybe younger. And so he was raised by his father. And his father was a security guard. His whole life, that's all his father ever did. And he didn't want to be like that. He wanted to be somebody. He didn't want to be just this boy. He didn't want to be just a security guard. And then even in being a security guard, his father didn't even work at growing up the ladder as a security. He was just a kid.
He didn't become like a chief security guard.
He's just a security guard. And this boy grew up, though his father took care of him, he fed him, he and his father were close. He resented his father for not being more than that. And so he went after it, and he ran into Harrison Ford and the other guy. And it is on. It's so deep about human nature, it's not even funny. So check it out, Paranoia. Paranoia?
Yep.
Paranoia. Amazing. It was so interesting. I had to record it, and then I watched it, and then I had to go back and watch it again. And even the words they use are so human nature, it's not even funny. And everybody, all three of those guys were really good in it.
Yeah, that's Harrison Ford. Liam Hemsworth is the young guy, I think, and Gary Oldman is the other gold guy.
Very good. That's funny y'all found it just like that. But thank you. Nice. I forgot who we were.
Okay. Thank you to Isaiah saying, back to the Father we go with the generous donation. And Isaiah has another stellar follow-up Cash App saying, if I find farts funny, does that mean I'm evil?
Fine, what?
I guess. Don't make me say it again. I had a hard time
even
saying
it. I didn't
even
hear what
time.
You said.
If I find farts funny.
What's that?
Bottom noise.
Oh. He asked that question?
Yeah. After that deep one, he asked this question. Does that mean I'm evil?
Is he playing?
He might be just playing.
No.
He gave an extra $5 tip.
No, it's not evil. But, you know, I don't know why you find it funny, but it's not evil. That's right. For sure. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Seeker bought a coffee. Is it playing God to have a goal? I understand.
100%.
I understand that I cannot control anything. Every breath I take is gifted to me.
Every breath I take.
Nice song.
Yeah.
But can I not work toward an outcome I have identified? An example of a goal, as I use the word, would be, I want to run the local marathon this year, or I want to expand my business into a new region, says Seeker.
The last thing you want to do is have a goal. No goals. No competing. No goal. You want to run the marathon? Get ready and run the marathon. But don't have goals. Right? I promise you, too, if you just ran it, get ready for it, prepare for it, and just go run it, you'll enjoy it much more no matter what happens, whether you win or lose or not even get a chance to run. You will enjoy it better than you would if you had a plan. Drop the idea of plan and just live your life. No plans, no goals. All right? It's a practical planning. You want to go on a trip on August 30th, you plan the trip, pay the ticket, and then wait until it's time to take the trip. No goals. Amazing. Thank you.
Elias bought a coffee. Jesse, why did the chicken cross the road?
To hatch the egg.
To give the monkey its pox.
Okay.
You know, it's chicken pox, right. And monkey pox.
Monkey pox. Okay. Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Elias.
Amazing.
Ronnie from Ohio bought a coffee. Uncle Jesse, are you a fan of J.D. Vance?
Not a fan, but I do believe that it appears. No one knows until, you know, the way to see attitude, see what he does, right? But I think that Donald Trump made, of all the choices he had, all the people he had to pick from to run as VP with him, I think J.D. was the best choice. And I talked last week about J.D. He said that something like his wife had a baby while she was in college or something, or intern or doing something. Hmm. And she was so stressed that her mother took a leave from her job and went to J.D.'s house and watched over his children while the mother go to lawyer school or clerk or something like that. And J.D. is weak for that. He should have made his wife stay home and raise his children. So he's weak in that area with his wife, that's for sure. But I think he's going to be a pretty good VP. Thank you. I appreciate it. Nick, you could take that down now?
It's not showing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think J.D. was a good choice, Ronnie. Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious 5 Coffees. Jesse, Sunday's church was amazing.
It really was.
The ego dying pain is not you, just the demons inside?
Have you grasped that yet? Hey, that in the mind and emotions, that is not you, but something else literally working through you, other spirits. They are spirits, whether you want to admit it or not. It's working through here to make you do, think, and feel what you feel.
I've noticed that the thoughts and the hang-ups are so, like, counterproductive to my life. It's like what you said about goals.
Yeah.
If I'm running around the park up there and I'm trying to beat a time, I'm missing, first of all, I'm not really paying full proper attention to my body, how and going what my body says to go.
Yeah.
And then I'm like missing the surroundings too. And so it's distracting from real life.
It's crazy to know, to really know now that it's not me, that I'm not my thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and feelings, and that emotions are not necessary, that emotions are evil. It's crazy that there could be something in your body, in your mind, that is making decisions for you and controlling you. Isn't that like crazy, Anchor Baby?
Insane.
It's like it makes you feel good, makes you feel bad. It tells you what to do. It tells you what not to do. It tells you, and it talks to you, and you believe it.
For the record, this is to add to what you're saying, not to take credit, but earlier in the week when I was pondering the biblical question on my show, I did. I was like, guys, my answer, I was telling them, oh, my answer is something like, oh, I still think I need to deal with others. And I'm like, but Chad, I can't accept that answer. I think it's, I hate them. And there's literally a demon in my head talking to me, trying to get me to hate this person or whatever in the situations I'm in.
Yeah.
And I was telling them about how earlier the last week I was dealing with people and it was like, this demon is trying to make me hate this person.
Yeah. It's crazy how that is, though. But then if you don't know, if you're not examining yourself, you don't know thyself, you don't know that it's a demon, a spirit in you. You really think that it's you. It's crazy because it's in the body and you think you're your body. But anyway, amazing. Nice. I heard about your show.
Nice.
Yeah.
Huh?
I heard about your show.
What you hear?
That.
Oh, nice. Making me nervous.
Okay.
Cody bought three coffees. Hey, Jesse, been listening to you for several weeks now, and I'm noticing big changes within me. I have a super busy life and would love to fit more of the silent prayer into my life. I have plenty of time to do so between job sites daily. Can you give me any tips on how to do the silent prayer while driving, please? Thanks for everything. Amazing.
Stay with it. And when you're driving, make sure you keep your eyes on the road, right? But just notice your hand on the steering wheel. You're driving. But you're unconscious. But just come back and realize, see your hand on the steering wheel. Or just realize you're sitting there. Little things like that will help to keep you awake. It will help to keep you in present of truth in life. All right? Little things like that. Thank you.
Richard, three coffees. Jesse, I'm unsure about whether or not to stay with my girlfriend. We both say we are working on ourselves but continue to argue with each other. We do come back to ourselves eventually and forgive and say we love each other. But the I didn't mean to laugh. But the fights seem to get worse each next time. I don't understand what to do and have not been able to see clearly for a while. We both have mess going on in our lives as well.
What's his name?
Richard.
Richard, call me on that. 888-7753-773. But all you have to do is start, as Nick was just saying about the demons in the head trying to make you be mad at someone, make you hate someone. All you're doing is listen to the voices in the head and the emotions that come with it. Just don't argue with it. Just don't argue with those things in your head and don't argue with your girlfriend, and she should not argue with you. Just cut out the arguing. And everything will work out. You just don't have to argue. Really. There's no law that says you got to argue. Amazing. But you can call me. I have questions about it. Amazing. Thank you.
Captain something. 10 coffees. Very generous. Those sunglasses are sick. As in cool, right? Sick means
nice.
Cool. Nice. In the young people vernacular. Yeah. Jesse got that drip. Fire emoji. I can picture him now with a gold, great white hope chain now. Laughing face emoji with tears coming out.
Amazing. The great white hope. Thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Nice.
Shout out to the D-Live crew. Thank you, guys, for the lemons and ice cream. Appreciate that.
Thank you all so much.
Nice.
I do appreciate it. Thanks for your support. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller Eugene out of Georgia, where Georgia is on my mind. Eugene, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well, Eugene. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I love your show, and you guys are awesome.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
I have a question.
Okay.
I've been doing the silent prayer for 7 months, and recently these demons entered my body. I felt them at night. My body just started shaking. I rolled over to I was on my left side, then I rolled over again, and my body started shaking again. And now I'm being tormented in the mind and my body, and it's like I can't even keep still. The body, I know I'm not the body, and the body is shaking really bad.
Yeah.
And I can't even walk into a store without my body shaking uncontrollably, and I'd have to run out, you know?
And so you don't have any kind of physical illness, right?
No.
Okay.
I was, like, in my 20s. Now I know, because all of a sudden anxiety came on me.
Yeah.
And I was on medication for a long time. I'm 42 now. And I was wondering why. And I guess God led me to your show. And I was listening for now 7 or 8 months. And now I'm being tortured.
And so are you on medication still?
No, I quit taking it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, and so do you think that your body is having a reaction to not taking the medication?
I don't know. No, it's tormenting me. These demons are tormenting me.
Well, let me tell you this. Now, it might be the medication. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, and I'm not suggesting medical stuff. But if it's just a demon tormenting you, what I recommend that you do, Eugene, is that you stay with the silent prayer and just watch what's happening. Don't call it you. Don't overreact. Don't be afraid. If you just watch those thoughts and feelings, those spirits will be taken away from you. God will remove them from your mind and emotions. They will be taken away from you.
I do the silent prayer every morning and every day. And I can't even go to work. It's so bad.
Well, make sure that it's not maybe check with your doctor or whomever put you on the pill to make sure it doesn't have anything to do with that. If it is just the spirits of evil, you're going to be fine. Just don't overreact and don't be afraid. Don't trip out or anything. And those things will be taken away from you. But maybe you should check with your doctor to make sure that you're not having a withdrawal. It's because you've been taking the pills for a long time, right?
Right.
And you just stopped 2 weeks ago. Maybe you should check with a doctor to see if it has anything to do with that.
But, you know, I can feel these things in me. They're moving all through my body. It's not my body. I know it's not my body.
Right.
It's moving through the mind, through the body, because I can feel them.
Well, if that's all that's going on, just let that happen. You still get up and go to work. Don't overreact and just watch it. Just watch the mind and the fear and whatever you're experiencing. And I'm telling you, if you just don't overreact, the Father will take all those demons out of you. He will take them away from your mind.
Right, but
do
you know that when I'm at work and I'm talking to somebody, it's like this fear. I know it's not me. It comes over. My body starts shaking really bad. The body starts shaking really bad. And then all of a sudden, my voice changes. It's like it's this deep voice, and I know it's not me. And my head will turn to the left by itself. And it's like this evil talk comes out of the mouth. No.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. Let me take a quick break. Hold on, Eugene. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It's the second hour of the show already. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., no, at 2 p.m. 2 p.m., let me go, I think it's at 2 p.m., check out punchy.tv at 2 p.m. Punchy TV every Monday at 2 p.m. now. I have our own channel at 2 p.m. on YouTube and punchy.tv. Do we have a new episode, Joel? Oh, okay. We have a new promo. Play it, play it, please, play it. Watch this promo for 2 p.m. from Punchy TV. Watch this.
What the? Oh, I unmuted my mic, not the video. I'm dumb. Sorry.
Can we start over?
Oh. Look at the lady.
The reporter hugged
coming
her.
In a hug. This woman lost her mind.
No, when she said,
this woman's insane.
I love the things that show the sickness of like everybody.
Yes.
You gotta be like, this is sick. Like.
She was in depression because of this.
Be that as it may, but some of the greatest people are insane.
Punchy. .tv on YouTube and punchy.tv at 2 p.m. today. Check it out, folks. And let us know. Let us know, all right? Also, what else? I think that's it. At 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. That's what it is. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Pacific time. All right? You don't want to miss it. The American Anchor Baby were on fire this weekend. Y'all thought it was a brush fire outside, but it was coming from the American Anchor Baby. All right? At 4 p.m. Pacific time. What now? So let me go quickly back to Eugene, a first-time caller. And Eugene said that he's experiencing the demons in his body and stuff, and they're moving about and carrying on. Eugene.
Yes?
And so Hake is here, and Hake said that he understands some of what you're saying, right, Hake?
Yep. I think that you're partly just, like, nervous and afraid and in like feeling like you're in a confrontation when you're talking to people and your head is moving and your voice changes and all that. Because that happens to me in like a confrontation type situation, or has happened to me before, where like my neck will tense up and I can't really control it. It's like a nervous thing.
Yeah, but I feel something moving my head to the left.
Yeah.
This evil voice comes out of the mouth, and to the point where I had people I was working for. I do like house remodeling, talking to one person customer, and then he got. I guess he when this happened, he got so frightened that he like literally ran inside and locked the door.
Yeah.
So you're acting these things out in front of other people while you're at work?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Are you ready to overcome these things?
Yes.
All right. If you're ready, here's what I highly recommend you do, Eugene. You calm down, and when these things come up inside of you, you just stay calm and don't overreact and don't be acting weird in front of other people. And the Father, the light of God, will destroy the darkness. They have no authority. It's just that you're now, as Nick just said, you're starting to know about it. You're now becoming aware of them. But when you're out and about, don't be doing, just know that that's what's going on. But don't overreact. Don't be doing weird things.
But I can't control it.
That's me. I'm a little concerned is that it might have something to do with the fact that you've been on medication for a long time, and now you're off for 2 weeks. It might be part of that. It could be part of the withdrawal from the drugs.
If I take the medication, it's not going to stop the silent prayer I've been doing to overcome everything.
Well, I'm not telling you to stop taking or to start back taking it. But I do know that I would recommend you consult your doctor, whomever gave you that stuff. Maybe you shouldn't just stop the whole thing right away, but just kind of wean yourself off it.
Stop the what?
I'm sorry?
Stop the whole thing. What do you mean by that?
Can you, again, I'm not giving you medical advice, but can you wean, is it possible to wean yourself off the medication rather than just stopping the whole thing right away?
Yeah, there is a way.
Why don't you consult with your doctor and see that and see if that works?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it might be part of the withdrawal plus dealing with the demons all working together. I don't know because I've seen people. I've never taken those pills, but I've seen people who are on those pills for such a long time, and their bodies become addicted to it. And when they stop taking it, they have strong withdrawals. But then, if they wean themselves off it, it's not as bad. Do the silent prayer, watch those spirits, and wean yourself off the medication rather than this. And again, I don't know if that's best for you. Ask your doctor about that and see what he has to say.
I'm just sitting right here in my truck, and the body is shaking and all that stuff.
Well, check with your doctor about the pills.
All right.
And I wouldn't, also in doing the silent prayer, I wouldn't focus on so much as to what is happening, that you start to be afraid and worry about it.
Okay. Do you know when I do the silent prayer, it's like when I start, all of a sudden the ears start loud, like whistling noises, you know?
Well, I would check with my doctor that gave you the pills and see how much, if that has anything to do with it, all right?
Okay, and another question. When I do the silent prayer, when my eyes are closed, I all of a sudden it's like this bright light. All my eyes light up like really bright light.
Beautiful.
What is that?
That, you know, that could be the light of God, But when that happens, don't do anything about it. Don't overreact. Just watch it.
Yeah, it's like sometimes it gets so intense that it feels like my entire head is lit up.
Well, sometimes you're going to see lights. Sometimes you won't. Sometimes you see different color lights. Sometimes you won't. But when you're sitting there doing it, just watch it without overreacting as to what is happening. But I still recommend you check with your doctor about the fact that you're not taking no pills and see what he has to say.
All right.
I wish you well, Eugene. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Canada and talk to Emmanuel. Excuse me. What the?
Hello?
Emmanuel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. How's it going?
All is well, Emmanuel. Thanks for calling.
That was a mind-blowing call, man, because I was taking something not long ago, okay? And I stopped at cold turkey, man. And it was bad. It was real bad. And so my heart goes out to Eugene because, yes, definitely do what Jesse said. Go check with your doctor because it could be part of the withdrawals. Because and then when you said the demon works together, it's almost like the demons was using the withdrawals against me.
Amazing. Yeah, that's what,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard of people. And I'm surprised, well, not really surprised, but surprised and yet not surprised at the number of people who have been given medication for, quote unquote, anxiety, depression, and all that kind of stuff. And so many people are addicted to that stuff. They're on that. And when they try to get off, they have, like, terrible reaction to trying to get off, especially if they just stop cold turkey. But
yep.
And then I've seen those who kind of they stay with working on themselves during the prayer, watch it, but they take the medication and they wean themselves off. They seem to have a better outcome.
That's what I had to do, Jesse, you see, because it was so bad. I got back on the stuff and then I weaned myself off and it was way easier. But like I regret going off of it cold turkey. That's not a good idea. It's not good for your body, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what Eugene is doing. And hey, you're saying what?
I'm saying it can play with your head when different things happen with your body.
Yeah.
Like I remember I took coffee, and I had never used to drink coffee. And it was sugary coffee, and I had the jitters. I'm like, guys, I'm like trembling. And they're like, just relax. But yeah, well, you can make it worse for yourself.
Yeah.
By getting into your head about it.
Yep. They say that sugar, some studies say sugar is more addictive than cocaine. And it's one of one of the worst things people get addicted to. But Jesse,
has sugar always been that way? Because when I was growing up, we used to use sugar all the time. And I don't remember sugar having such a negative effect on the body.
Yeah, because back in the day, Jesse, your sugar was probably more pure, like raw form. But now we got this white sugar, and it's all refined.
Oh.
They're doing funny stuff to it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
what?
Anchor Baby is rolling his eyes and shaking his head.
Why? I want to know.
Because it's still sugar.
Sugar is sugar. Maybe we're just having a lot more of it
than
you may realize, Jesse.
Is sugar the same kind of sugar that I had when I was on the plantation?
Right. It's still sucrose. Like, it's sugar. Like, sugar still.
Sugar.
Yeah, but no, man. Like, apparently raw cane sugar, okay? Like, my godfather went to St. Lucia, and he says the kids there chew on this raw cane sugar, okay? And their teeth are, like, pearly white. And then you hear stories about people eating too much sugar, like the white sugar here and their teeth rotting out and stuff. So there is a difference, Nick. Like,
yeah, there definitely is some difference.
But maybe that's
I was being all nitpicking about sugar. It's like, it's still sugar. Like,
it could have to do like with the citric acid and different things that we have too.
You ever had sugar cane, Jesse? Just like raw sugar cane?
I have.
Oh,
we used to grow it. It was delicious.
You cut your head trying to steal it.
Sure did. My grand. my cousin and I was going down the road one night. And my grandfather had just cut down some sugar cane. And so, but he had a barbed wire around it so the animals and things could get to it. And I tried to go under the wire, and it hit my head, cut my head. I was like, what the?
So that's what this is right here.
Yeah, that's what this is.
This one.
Wherever it is.
Yeah, there it is.
And then I was bleeding. I was crying. I was a kid. And I had to go to my grandfather's house to get stitched up.
And he whoops you because you were stealing?
Yeah. He whooped me because I was stealing. I was like, what the? But anyway, go ahead.
One of the things I wanted to share, well, initially it was where did you hear about the monkeypox? Is this just on the mainstream news things? Because I heard of something about it. But I'll tell you what, Jesse, I have not listened to mainstream news. I never really did, but I haven't listened to it since the pandemic started with COVID because I just tapped out. I just knew something in my spirit told me this is not right. This is not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got this from Fox 4.
Okay.
So local news.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's going to be interesting to see how people react to this,
yeah.
Right?
Because
COVID, like, we'll see if the same sort of thing happens or if people are going to be like, no, I'm not falling for this, you know?
Well, the one thing for sure and without a doubt, the rulers of this world, the people who are in charge, they know that the masses of people have fear, and they have tested the masses so many times with different things. And every time the people trip out, they overreact. And when the rulers of this world see the people overreact, they know that that is an opportunity for them to make money and to gain power over the people. And so I'm encouraging people to stop overreacting and overcome the fear, because when you don't have fear, you cannot be controlled. Period.
Mm. Yeah, so this thing, Jesse, you know, you talk about the ego death, right? And how it's going to feel like you're dying.
Yes.
So this thing's been happening to me, man, from time to time, where it feels like that's what's happening after I go through it. I think back on it, think about what you said. But when it happens to me, man, it's like I can't even, like, I lose all rational thought. Like, I feel like I'm dying. Like, I've actually had to go to the hospital a couple times. And my buddy, he'd be laughing at me because he's like, it's okay, buddy. You're just having an anxiety attack. But, like, when I'm in it, it doesn't feel like that.
And
you know, I'm going
to
die.
What do they say to you when you go to the hospital?
Well, they check my blood and stuff, and then they say everything's fine, you know, like, just, you know, next time this happens, just try to relax. You know, they say what you say. But, like, even knowing that, Jesse, still when this thing comes upon me, it's like, I don't know, I just lose all my rational mind or something.
And you don't be high or pot or anything at the time, right?
No.
Uh-huh. So you do.
Okay. You know what?
Uh-huh.
You got me. But the thing is
so
that
I got you how?
Well, some of the times when it's happened, not always, I have had a little bit of marijuana, but it's so you think that's part of it too.
Yeah. You can't, the devil's already going to mess with your mind if you're serious about working and overcoming him, because he doesn't want to depart from your mind and emotions. And so if you're on pot or you're drunk or something like that, and he's going to be able to cause you to overreact even more so.
And
so,
yeah.
You got
paranoia, man. That paranoia.
Yeah. Because you're like, the demons are already working your mind, and then you're high, you're going to be seeing things that's not even there at all. Or feeling things. So try not to be high, man. What the?
I got you. I'm working on it. But at the same time, you know, you tell me, like, I can't do this on my own. Like, I'm trying. I can literally feel it falling away. Like, I don't have the same obsession sort of that I used to and stuff. So it's interesting to watch. But one last thing I wanted to say, Jesse, is I just came across this lecture on parasites and demons, okay? And they're talking about parasites that make a home in your gut, okay, in your stomach. And that comes from the food that you eat, what you get subjected to. But
yeah, I've heard.
Make people.
Go ahead. It can make people,
make people do things that they wouldn't normally do, like you're just saying about the demons. And so it's like the correlation between parasites in your gut and demons and how they control your actions. It's just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Mind-blowing.
Amazing. Nick said that it's weird. Every stoner I ever meet tell me how as soon as they smoke pot, the thoughts get louder.
Huh. You see, it doesn't always happen like that, though. Sometimes it's way worse. For me, Jesse, it's more a sensation in the body, man. Like, it feels like my body's, like, shutting down or something. Like, I can't breathe. Like, you know, like, it's not so much. Well, I guess the thoughts tell me, you know, something bad is happening.
Yeah,
you
know? That's what it is. If you're doing a silent prayer and you're working on yourself and you're getting high, the thoughts definitely going to tell you that you're about to die or that you're this or that. Because you're high, you're going to trip out.
Got you.
Try to stay away from that, all right?
All right, man. All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
You okay. Too. Okay. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Jay is out of Michigan. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jess.
Hey, Jay.
Hey. So,
I hear a loud noise in the back.
All right, 1 second. Getting in the car right now. All right. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can.
All right, sorry about that. So my question is do you think relationships are dead nowadays?
When you say dead, what do you mean dead?
Like, you know how, you know, in the earlier days, you know, dating women was simple. You know, you didn't have as many distractions. You know, just the world was a much more simpler place.
Right.
You know, as far as you know, a man and a woman being together, right?
Right.
So do you think nowadays it's a lot harder to date, you know? Is it a point to even, you know, put time and effort into women nowadays?
Well, if you're working on your life and you're overcoming the father state, it would be hard for you. But if you're not working on yourself, and there are so many distractions out there now, and then the women have been deceived in a way that what they should expect for a man. And the man is to see in what he should and want and expect from the woman. But I promise you, if you work on you and live your life, when you date, you're going to deal with life in a simple way. It's not going to be like the people who are caught up with the world and the world's ideas. But you're going to have to take control of your life. A friend that was at the fellowship yesterday, he was telling me now that he's taken control of his life, that he is not controlled by women like he used to be, and he doesn't try to please them and do all the stuff that they want because he can now see. Can you hold for a minute, Jay?
Sure.
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. 888-77-JESSE. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session,
If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, August 19th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. And we will get to your super chats. Thank you guys for the diamonds and et cetera. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk and cash.app/BondJLP. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports heat alerts currently in place for over 20 million people across southern Oklahoma and much of Texas and Louisiana, which will likely be expanded in the coming hours if it hasn't already. The southern United States is bracing for potentially record-breaking heat this week. Nice, huh? Or maybe not nice. So stay hydrated. And in the shade, if you can. COVID-19 China virus vaccines. The FDA may green light updated China virus schmaxines as soon as this week. So say sources to Commie Nonsense Network. A spokesman for the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, said the agency cannot comment on the timing of the product applications, but they anticipate taking timely action to authorize or approve updated China virus shots in order to make vaccines available this fall. What a mess, huh? The mRNA, messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, they'll target the leading variants in circulation as the country experiences its largest summer wave in 2 years. So keep your distance from people. Make sure you're getting your sunshine and fresh air if you can. Eat well. Drink plenty of water. Get your rest. Because I heard that one of the recent strains was pretty rough on somebody who has to deal with a lot of people. So I don't know. Anyway, in June, the CDC recommended everyone over 6 months old, give me a break, will receive the updated China virus and flu vaccines this year. Flu shots. Because protection provided by the shots appears to wane over time. What a mess, huh? Do what you want. A yacht disaster. Did you hear about this? At least one person is dead and six others missing. Maybe they've found more bodies, I don't know. After a luxury yacht sank off the coast of Sicily today. What a mess, so said Italian authorities. A tornado hit the vessel around 5 a.m. local time while the yacht was anchored and about a half mile from the port of Porticello on the Mediterranean island. 15 people been rescued from the scene, one child airlifted to a children's hospital. The captain is among the survivors, according to a spokesman for Italy's Coast Guard. The 56-meter yacht, wow, that's pretty big, called the Bayesian, B-A-Y-E-S-I-A-N, which flies under a British flag, mostly held British passengers and crew, according to two Anglo-French, in addition to two Anglo-French, one New Zealander, one Irish, and one Sri Lankan. So we're pulling for you, wish you well. What a mess, huh? A billionaire is set to lead the first private spacewalk. Pretty cool. SpaceX's Polaris Dawn mission will carry four people with no prior space flight experience on a risky journey into the radiation belt. The crew is expected to attempt the first spacewalk carried out by private citizens. Explain that, space deniers. And actress Blake Lively, she's that white one, mildly attractive. She recently wore a pair of $19,000 jeans. What a mess. People were on social media saying that it seemed excessive. And there was a nearly 600-pound Ice Age mammoth tusk discovered in Mississippi. Pretty cool, huh? This is all according to Commie Nonsense Network. A fossil hunter was scouring a Mississippi creek for remnants of the past when he came across the discovery of a lifetime, a mammoth tusk. A tusk from an Ice Age Columbian mammoth. Columbian with a U, not O. So not the one from down South America, I guess. Cool, huh? You know what else is cool? Katarzyna Kasia something something won the Tour de France Femmes by just 4 seconds. Congratulations, the ladies riding their bikes. I'm James Hake. Now on to Jesse.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. There are two lines open. You want to jump in there at 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And, no biblical question right now. No biblical question yet. And if you're busy, you can listen to the show on your iPhone, whether you're working out, whatever you're doing. Land up at a beach, try to cross the borders because Donald Trump might become president. You can't get in afterward. Whatever you're doing, buying and selling fentanyl or whatever, you could be listening to the show. You can also podcast the show. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeOnCoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. No, it's not. It's Monday. It's the third hour of Monday. And every Monday, and we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Jay out of Michigan. And Jay was talking about dealing with women in life and things are not like they were in the good old days. Jay, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me fine?
I can, yes.
Okay.
So Jay, yeah, what I was saying is that though it is difficult out there, the world is crazy, human beings are crazy now, and it doesn't have to be that way for you, because if you take control of your own life and you live your life, then it would be difficult for you, to be difficult for everyone around you, but you would be able to live your life according to the way you want to.
Right. So yeah, I understand all that, right?
Uh-huh.
Like I've been listening to you for 5 years, and you know, ever since, you know, I look at the world totally different, right?
Yes.
You know, but I thought I had it all under control. So, more to the story is I was dealing with this older woman, right?
How much older than you?
And I'm 33. She's She's 42.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's old. But go ahead.
Yeah. You know, but she, you know, she looked nice. You know, she didn't look her age. But, you know, deep down inside, I knew it really wasn't going to work. But she just convinced me so much. Like, you know, I was just fooled because, you know, long story short, you know, I did something I normally don't do, which is, you know, I went through her phone. And, you know, what I seen was just crazy. You know, I'm not going to get graphic or in detail or anything. But,
right.
You know, just by the first message, you know, number, you know, the guy she was texting, you know, some pretty graphic stuff in there. And, you know, I just don't understand how I got so, how I was just, you know, tricked like that, you know? Just how she convinced me, like, the stuff she would say and how she was. Like, you know, I just had no clue. You know, I looked at her totally different, you know? And I'm just wondering how did I let that happen?
Well, only because...
After waking up.
Only because she said the things to you that your ego needed and wanted to hear. Because... I guarantee you, had you noticed from the very beginning, when you found out that she was as old as she is, that you should not have been with an older woman, period. Because all it is, when you're with a guy with an older woman, she is his mama, he's the boy. And so she knows how to play your ego to make you feel a certain way, and you just fell for it, that's all.
Right.
Are you done with her now?
Yeah, man. I'm definitely done with her. I left that night, you know, when I seen the messages.
Right.
You know, I left.
And so how long ago has that been?
This is Sunday morning, Sunday night.
Oh, so you just
broke... Monday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning.
So you just broke over the last night?
Well, two, like, you know, Sunday night.
Like last night Sunday or Sunday before that? Before last night?
No, like last night.
What the? Oh, so you just broke up with this older woman last night?
Yes.
Oh, I got you. And how are you feeling right now? What are you thinking and feeling?
It's weird because... I don't feel at home. I'm just letting the pain pass.
And so you are feeling pain from having to leave, break up with her?
Let me tell you, honestly, I feel more played with. You know, I feel like I feel more disrespected.
By her?
Than anything. Yes. Because there was, you know, messages in there from guys, you know, evidence of, you know, them seeing each other that day than me seeing her that same night.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. And does she know you've seen the messages?
Yeah, she knows. And I woke her up and, you know, confronted her about it. She was, you know, in a deep slumber. So I woke her up. She was a little bit confused, and she tried to deny everything, but she knew she was wrong while still denying it. And it was just crazy, man. It was just like I was just watching a movie, sitting there listening to her. You know.
You guys weren't married, right?
No, we weren't married.
Oh,
no.
But you were living with her?
No, I was not living with her. I would actually drive an hour to see her.
Oh, I see.
You know, I would go, you know, over there and cut her lawn, you know, drive an hour to cut her grass and, you know, just doing the little things, you know, to that I thought I needed to do, you know.
What made you go through her phone? Why did you decide to go through her phone?
Okay, so what made me go through her phone was out. The vibe had just been off for like maybe the past month or so, or a little over that. Like something in my spirit wasn't resonating. It was just I didn't feel comfortable around her anymore. And I don't know, just the things she would say to me would just sound too good to be true. And I kind of always thought that, but, you know, from what the messages I've seen, I just didn't see that coming, you know?
Right.
I didn't see that coming.
How long have you been dating her?
December of 23.
Oh, okay. And your question for me is what?
How can I not let that happen again and still continue to go on and date women and trust women?
Oh, okay. Number one, you got to let, meaning all the thoughts about that relationship and being in it, you got to let those things pass and don't identify with them. When they come, because the devil going to give you so-called good memories about relationships and bad memories. Both are evil and imposters. So when they come, just let them pass. And just know that this is a relationship that you should not have gone into, period. She was too old for you. You were the boy, she was the mama. So you never should have gone into it. Know that. A man should never be with a woman that's older than him. Men were created to lead and not to follow. And every man that get with a woman that's older than him, he become the follower and she become the leader, and it could always end up in a ditch. And so you should never done. Just know that. And when the memories come, let them pass. No, they're not real. And just work on yourself. And as far as trusting a woman, you're not supposed to trust them or distrust them. You just don't try to trust a woman or distrust her. You just, if you run into some woman you want to get to date her, but don't have trust or distrust. You're not supposed to trust anyone.
Right.
You're supposed to have a wait and see. And so just have a wait and see. And then the other thing, too, Jay, don't look for a woman. You look for what is right. Seek the kingdom. And if it's meant for you to have a woman, I promise you, God will put one in your life. It will happen naturally, and you won't have to make the relationship work, because you're not supposed to make a relationship work. It will be the right age,
right,
at the right time, and the right woman. But if you look for a woman, you're going to always find the wrong one. It's going to be impossible to find the right one.
Exactly. I completely understand all that. I completely understand it.
Yeah, so just relax and learn from it. Don't go back to her. Don't be arguing with her. Don't beg her. You go on with your life. This is your another chance for you to work on you.
Is it wrong for me to? I see, I haven't blocked her. I'm kind of getting a satisfaction out of her keep calling and texting me. You know, is that wrong?
Yes. You're never supposed to play a game with evil, because right now you're trying to punish her. You're on an ego trip, and that's not going to work out well for you. Because though she was older and all that, and the game was playing, it's not her fault. It's your fault that you were blind and didn't see what you were getting into. And so don't play a game on her. You learn from it and move on. You're going to hurt yourself by playing a game.
Right. Right.
I would just be done with her. I would block her. I wouldn't be talking to her. I'd just be done and move on, learn from it, and wish her well. Don't be angry at her, because, again, I'm repeating myself, but it was your fault that you did not see what you were getting into. And now you do. You have
right.
You have a chance to do it right.
I seen what I was getting myself into, Jesse, but like I said, it was just the things she would say to me.
Yeah.
and how she just seems so freaking not perfect, because I know no one's perfect, but just right. You know, she would say, you know, when I would have doubt and express it to her, she would say, you know, I don't hold it against you. You just used to dating younger women, younger girls. So, you know, I don't hold it against you. So it was like, I just can't believe, like, I would just manipulate it like that. You know, I just really feel manipulated.
And that's why I said you didn't see what you were getting into, because had you seen what you were getting into, she would not have been able to manipulate you like that. You would have seen right through her lies. You would have seen through her games.
Can I tell you one more thing about her?
Yeah.
She was married.
Oh, my God. She's still married?
Yeah. She's still married, but they were separated.
And so you didn't see you were getting into a relationship and the woman was married?
I did, sir. I did.
Well, just learn from it, man. Don't get all into the imagination about it. Don't judge yourself. Don't resent yourself for it. Don't blame yourself for it, because it wasn't you. You were influenced by evil, thinking that it was you, and you were influenced by the evil that was coming through her as well. And so, don't blame yourself. Stay conscious so you can learn from it and you will never repeat it again. But you should move on. Don't argue with her. Don't play the games with her. Don't take joy out of her calling you and trying to say, oh, come back. I'm sorry. And not answering the phone. Don't play that game at all. Because
right.
It was about you. What happened to you is your fault. You can't blame her for that.
You're right. I knew I was wrong, but I just thought I had everything under control, and you know, it just showed me that I didn't
have
control of anything.
All blind people think they have control, and they control nothing. You're absolutely right about that. So be glad to see that you learned the lesson of your blindness from this situation. I'm telling you, you will never go through this again. But if you don't learn and you blame her, you can't see where you went wrong, you're going to repeat it.
Right. One more quick question, and you can let me go. Do you think when people get a sense of, like, bad vibes and if something is really not sitting right in your spirit and then deep in your soul?
Absolutely.
Do you think you should believe that feeling?
You should pay attention to it so you can see what's going on. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. All right. That's all I had. Hey, I appreciate everything, man. I mean, I can sit here and talk to you about a lot of politics and everything, but, you know, Trump 24. And
that's right.
I hope he get back in there, man.
I do too. But yeah. Listen, don't play the game with her. Don't sit around and talk about it all day with her. Don't go back to her. She's too old for you anyway. And she's married. And she sounds like she's seeing other guys. According to it sounds like that's what you were saying. So just learn from it. Don't blame yourself. Don't have self-pity and all that crap. Just realize you were not aware enough and this is what happened. So just learn from it.
Yeah.
And don't worry.
And it's so weird because I actually broke up with her about 4 days before this happened.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, you know, I'm not feeling it no more. You know, just some like I said, like that feeling something wasn't right.
Yeah.
So I kind of ended it and she came back just for me to find out, you know, all this is going on, you know.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
Well, just learn from it. And again, don't get in your head about it, because the devil would play you on this. He would use it against you. And
right.
And don't play the game with the phone thing. Don't, you know, I would just drop her, though. I recommend you drop her. Take her off your phone. No contact. But I will literally move on. And when she find you and start begging you to come back, don't go back. But don't try to play a game with her about not going back. Just say, no, I'm not going back. I'm done. And don't argue with her about it. Don't try to prove anything. You got to focus on living your life, taking control, complete right. control of your world.
Right.
And then...
Go ahead.
And don't worry about if you're ever going to get another woman or is there a good woman out there and all that. That's another game the devil play on you.
You're right. You're right, man.
Are you doing the prayer?
I just started back this morning.
So you stop. Why did you stop doing it?
Procrastination.
Amazing.
I would think about doing it and wouldn't do it.
Yeah. That's what the devil want. And the other thing too. All the memory you're going to have from this relationship with this woman is it's just memories. They're not real. It's not a sign that, oh, I'm missing out on a good woman. Oh, I need to go back to her. It was love and blah, blah, blah. It's all lies. It's just thoughts. It's just memories that the devil will give you to get you to go back and be destroyed.
Man, you're absolutely right, man. You're absolutely right. And man, I found myself, you know, working out, and I'm turning on, like, you know, sad love songs. I'm like, man, what am I doing? Like, you know? I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, that's the devil's game to get you mentally and emotionally and tired up so he can destroy you. Do not fall for that. You don't love her, and she doesn't love you. She's never loved you, and you've never loved her. It's never been about love. It's just been about an ego game.
And oh, plus, that's for sure. That's for sure.
And plus, you were too old. So this happened 3 hours ago?
No, no, I'm sorry. I was wrong. So this was Saturday night. Sunday morning, this happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, roughly 2 nights ago.
Well, be glad you have a chance to get out of this situation before you were completely destroyed.
Yeah, I am. Hey, thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. I wish you well.
I wish you well, too. And, Joel, he black.
You black. That's right. Amazing. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Talk to you later, Jess.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Hawaii and talk to Brandy. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling. Brandy, you have noise in the background.
Oh, sorry. I was giving my son cheeses. I wasn't expecting you to...
Hold on, Brandy. Let me know when she's ready. All right? Let me go to Teddy out of Tennessee, a first-time caller. Let me know when Brandy's ready. Teddy, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Teddy from Tennessee. No, Teddy. Let me go to Georgia and talk to Pablo, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my. Pablo, welcome to
Jesse.
The show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you, sir?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Amazing.
Amazing.
A big fan.
Thank you.
I'm an ordained minister. I was a Marine.
You're ordained minister?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have a question. It's kind of intertwined about the media and how they
are kind of programming a narrative and deceiving people.
Right.
So I'm very conservative, same team, but I was a Marine, so I look at it as like a spiritual battle. And part of that is knowing my enemy. And I went on the Church of Satan's website and looked under their ranks, and their highest rank at the church is called MAGA. Now, in Revelations, it says, you know, you take the mark, you put it on your forehead. So I'm wondering if, you know, what does that mean and how are they conditioning people? Like, what's your opinion on that? Because I like Trump, but that's the gambit, right?
When you say, I don't know what that means, that's a gambit.
So, like in chess, it's like a trick that you play. Because, like, the word right. Donald means ruler of the world, and Trump in poker is like a Trump card. Everybody thinks that they won, and you play the Trump card, and you win.
Oh.
But I like everything he says, right? But it could be a trip.
James, you know about all that? I'm asking hate because it sounds like a lot, and I don't know about all that. Well, first of all, we were just talking about the Church of Satan or something like that, right?
Yeah, their highest rank is called a MAGA.
And so what does that have to do with Trump?
It's not,
well,
because
that's,
MAGA
that's
is
what
short
it
for
has
make,
say that, yeah, right, right.
Make America great again.
But suppose the Satan is doing what Kamala Harris is doing, just trying to imitate Trump to deceive the people.
Are you thinking that God's trying to tell you something with these secret codes?
This is hate. This is hate, Pablo.
Pablo.
I don't hate anybody. And
I said,
you know,
I said this is hate. The other voice that you hear is hake, hake.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Hey, how are you?
Hey, fine. How about you?
I'm all right. Like I'm not very political, right? I kind of look at it as like I mean, God can use whatever tool he wants to achieve whatever means to an end he wants, but I look at like the political system as there are no good people in it.
Right? That's for sure.
So, I mean, when you're talking about don't play games with evil with the last caller, like my solution has always been, well, if the choice is the less of two evils, I don't want to play that game. Right? So, but it's a dire time for our country right now. So, and Georgia's a purple state, and the landscape is changing very quickly where I live. So, you know, I was kind of wondering, you know, what's your opinion on that?
What are you saying to that, Dave? Because it sounds like a lot. You asked, what was the question you asked? Was he reading too much into it?
I was asking if he's thinking that God is telling him that these words and these names, coincidences, mean something.
Well, I think everything means something, but
not necessarily.
Well, I mean,
you're acting like the fact that the Church of Satan highest order is MAGA or mages or something like that means that the Make America Great Again is satanic.
No, I don't think that's the case, but I think that part of the way that these people move is they create symbols because they're more powerful than just any one human, right?
Who's these people?
We'll say like the elite, the rulers, the people that put the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill, the social hierarchy pyramid.
And they said they're more powerful than the rest of us?
No, I mean, no, they're just people, but they're deceived and guided by these entities, right?
And so I think you're way deep in your head, though, because you're thinking that the powers that be made the Church of Satan call it MAGA and Trump make it MAGA.
Well, I don't
and
know
to make it,
which
trying to
came
make it
first.
Mean something.
I don't know which came first, truth be told. Right.
But it doesn't even matter.
All I know.
Right. It doesn't matter who came first. If Trump,
it's just a coincidence.
Right.
No, my point is
hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, buddy. Don't hang up. All right, let me take a quick break. Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay, listen, don't forget, 2 o'clock today, right? Puncher TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. You want to check that out at 2 p.m. on YouTube and Puncher.tv. Watch this.
Look at the lady.
The reporter hugged
coming
her.
In a hug. That woman cried over a dog.
This woman lost her mind.
No, when she said...
this woman's insane.
I love the things that show the sickness of, like, everybody.
Yes.
You gotta be like, this is sick. Like,
she was in depression because of this.
Be that as it may, but some of the greatest people are insane.
Be that as it may. Punchy. Punchy.tv on YouTube and Punchy at 2 p.m. Y'all check it out. Really. Amazing. Also, for personal shout-outs, birthdays, anniversary, wedding, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, I'll do it for you at Cameo. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? And the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. E-Black, Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Men and Hearts, Broken Hearts. Joel tells you where a broken heart goes. And if you ever loved someone, will you ever love them again? And if somebody ever loved you, would they ever love you again? He tell you all about those things. Joel cried on TV. What? No. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Joel like, what the? I don't know what that was, Joel. That was an anchor, baby. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m., all right? And he's on fire, too. All that energy. That's the energy you see right now. Given to him by God. I want to go back to, who was I talking to?
Pablo.
Oh, Pablo. A first-time call out of Georgia, on my mind. Pablo, I think you're reading too much into all this.
Well, that's fair, sir. I'm a classic overthinker.
Yeah, because Trump is making America great again, and that's what Trump doing. And then the scene that you saw on the devil website is what the devil is doing. And one has nothing to do with the other.
Well, that's why I was asking, because, you know, I don't care about the devil's website. I care about Revelations, and I observe how the media is conditioning people more and more.
Yeah.
It's like back in the day, you know, nobody thought about race, and now everybody thinks about it all the time. And I'm just concerned that it's the same gimmick with different marketing.
Right. No, but don't worry. And also, are you voted for Trump?
I've never voted, sir, but I'm considering it because Georgia is it's on my mind. It's always on my mind, but it's a state where it's very close, right? It's a purple state.
Yeah.
A battleground state.
You got too many blacks in Georgia.
Well, I mean,
that's what the problem is. No, it is. It's a big deal because before there were so many blacks in Georgia, Georgia was a red state. And then the white people left and let the blacks take over. Now it's becoming a red state.
Yeah.
Am I right?
They moved. Yes. They moved Hollywood to Atlanta.
Yes.
Right? Like, so Atlanta's where they make all the films now and everything.
Yeah.
And that's why they did that, is to permeate the culture here.
Right.
Right? So I understand, but, you know, I don't like to be like, oh, my vote, I'll do this and it'll change everything. Like, I just read the Bible and try to live right.
You said you know? Never voted before?
No, sir, I have not.
How old are you?
I am 37.
Really? And are you going to vote for the Great White Hope?
I'm considering it. If I did vote, I would vote for him.
But why is there even a second thought about voting for him? Because if we ever needed Trump in there, we need him now. And you don't want to lose Georgia. You lose Trump, you're going to lose Georgia. Why is there even a second thought about voting for him?
Well, it's not voting for him. It's just voting in general that I see as an act of submission and compliance, because it says I agree to this system and I will abide by it whether it goes my way or not. And I kind of see it as like a fallen mechanism that's been corrupted.
You still read too much into it. What do you mean, James?
About voting?
Yeah. He said this making a system that he doesn't want to fall into.
Whether you vote or not, you still have to participate in the world.
Right. If you don't vote for Trump, if you don't vote for Trump, then you can't say anything if they go awry.
And I've never really said much or have much of an opinion. I've just seen the world change so much that it's like, okay, you know, in my opinion, it's like, I don't even think voting counts, because Biden didn't even campaign and he quote unquote won. And then now Kamala didn't even run.
I disavow.
You know what you're doing wrong?
What's that?
You're looking at other people. Instead of doing what you should do, you know you should be voting. And you should, because it's the citizen, it's the voter that tells the government what to do.
Allegedly.
But if you're not voting, you're not going to be able to tell them what to do.
I don't think they'll listen anyway, sir.
If you vote in the right person and they don't listen, you vote them out, and then vote in another person, they will start to listen.
I hope so. I just think they all cheat.
No, that ain't the point. You're not voting, so you know you're not voting in the people you want in and voting them out. You're just not voting and looking at what's happening, but you're doing nothing about it.
Suppose everybody thought like you. Suppose all the good people think like you.
If all the good people thought like me, we would see, I was in the military.
No, I'm, but listen, let me finish my point. If everybody decent thinks like you, nobody decent is voting. And right. of course, evil is going to win.
Well, if nobody voted, they're going to.
I didn't say nobody.
I
said nobody decent voted.
Okay. Well, you said let's say everybody thinks like me. Nobody votes.
No, I didn't say nobody. I said nobody. Everybody decent.
Right. Right. But I'll entertain this hypothetical.
No. I just gave you the answer to the hypothetical.
Well,
if everybody Christian or independent minded who thinks, oh, you know what, so many dumb people are voting or voting doesn't count, then they're not going to vote and they're not going to win.
Right. But that person would not represent. And yeah, I mean, you could make the argument that they don't represent half the country now anyway. But if you quit voting, they're going to put someone in there anyway. But you're no longer participating in it, and they're not a leader that you chose. They don't represent you, right?
That doesn't matter.
So it has nothing to do with you anymore.
It has nothing to do with you regardless.
Then why vote?
Because you want a better chance to have sane people leading.
I mean, there's validity in your guys' point. That's why I called to hear it. Right, and I don't have the answers.
I highly recommend, do what you want, of course, that you vote for Trump. You're getting one more chance, and you have never voted, even if, God forbid, I don't know, I don't like doing ifs, but if he doesn't win, at least you know you did your part. But if you don't do anything, you have nothing to say about anything. Because if Trump doesn't get in, it's definitely going to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. And so, but if you don't vote at all, then you're just going to have to suffer with the rest and have nothing to say about it.
I mean, it seems like that's the outcome anyway, but
you don't know the outcome.
Right.
Take no thought about tomorrow. You don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Well, that's true.
There's this whole growing movement, and I think it's a psyop of people who don't vote and refuse to vote. And I mainly hear it from the people who are the most quote unquote sensible, from our crowd, meaning the crowd that wants they're either Christians or they're for what's right.
Do you think that means something?
It means that they're stupid. It means they're being
You just called them the most sensible, though.
No, I said you're from the more sensible crowd, so that means that the good people are not voting, because the good people are brainwashed against voting because. It doesn't matter anyway. I think it's
a
psyop that you got suckered into. And then you pretend that you're not to blame for the country going down.
Well, I mean...
Because you're part of it.
If I had it my way, we'd be flinging brass, not votes, right?
No, that's a loser mentality, too. That's part of the psyop, too. Because now the people, the losers on the right are such losers that they just want to resort to violence.
What's a brass?
Slinging brass is shooting guns.
What?
He wants civil war instead of, because he's given up on voting so bad.
Stay in Georgia.
No.
You've been psyoped, Pablo.
I don't want that.
Yeah, you do. You just said you do.
No.
Pablo.
I just look at historical precedent, right? When you have a runaway government, you need to set an example that the people are in charge, and clearly they don't think like that anymore.
You're a classic overthinker, like you just said.
Pablo.
Yeah, but...
Pablo.
Yes, sir.
Relax. Come out of your imagination and vote for Trump.
All right, I'll do what I can.
And forget about the Satan church. Whatever church it is.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to them much, right?
No, don't pay attention to them, period. Evil has no authority, no power, nothing, unless you pay attention to it.
Well, that's fair, too.
So... Don't give evil inside of you any power, and don't give evil outside of you, inside of other, any power. It has none, zero. It's been defeated. And you said you were waiting for the revelation. What do you mean by that?
No, I mean, well, I think as Christians, we kind of all are, but the
all
revelation is just my favorite book in the Bible because there's so much prophecy in it, and I'm fascinated by by that aspect of the Bible.
But a long story short, then I got to run. What do you mean you wait for the revelation?
For the king to come back, for the events to transpire.
But the kingdom has already come back. Everything is done. It's finished. And the kingdom has already returned.
Well, if this is the new heaven and new earth, I think we took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
But no, this is not the new heaven and the new earth. The new heaven is inside of you. The new kingdom is inside of you. Christ has come, and he's inside of you. The Holy Spirit is there, and God, the kingdom of heaven is in you, is above and in you. So Revelation is talking about something that's already done. It's been completed. It's over. The battle has been won.
Well, I agree with that.
So you don't be waiting for something that has already come.
All right, fair enough.
So don't be waiting for no revelation. It's already here.
All right.
What you doing over there when you ought to be over here? God
I'm
tell
just
you
doing
don't.
Yard work.
He tell you don't look left, don't look to the right, don't look backward, don't look up. When someone tell you to look there, don't do it. The kingdom of heaven is within. Christ has already come.
Yeah.
Are you looking within?
I do. That's
Are you living from within?
I am.
Well then what are you looking for then? Or waiting for?
I just wanna see things be better than they are.
Well then you gotta vote.
All right.
Vote for Trump, man. Then you see.
All right.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Y'all are awesome, by the way.
Thank you. And stop looking for the kingdom. It has already come.
All right.
All right?
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Over on DLive.tv/Jesse Lee Peterson, Cactus Eater Bear with a Diamond. Is there a story behind why you named it Punchy TV?
Yeah. When I was a little bitty baby, my mommy used to rock me in the crater. And that old cotton field back home. When I was a kid, you know how older folk like to pat you on the head. They're like, oh, you're so cute. Come here. Blah, blah, blah. And I used to punch all the time when people mess up my hair or anything. Pat me on the head or try to play. I'm like, I probably fight back. And my grandfather started calling me Punchy. And ever since then, I've been called Punchy. With an E, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, not the Y. So it's my kid name. I punched all the time. Muhammad Ali. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Over on DLive Greenwall with a Diamond. Hey, Russia, how's your little invasion going?
Russia?
Yeah.
The Dream Team. You got to be aware of the Dream Team. Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. The Dream Team. Thank you.
It's me, Xenia, with a couple of Rumble rants. She's a monthly supporter, referring to the young man Eugene with the demons and the medication.
Right.
Yeah, he should have asked how to get off the meds properly. Blank face emoji. Those meds are dangerous, and stopping them all of a sudden can be dangerous, too.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm encouraging him to go see his doctor and have his doctor kind of hopefully can show him how to wean them off rather than get it off. Especially since you've taken them for so long.
Yeah, those a lot of times those young guys who commit the mass shootings,
right.
they had recently come off of, stopped taking their medication.
Yeah.
And so the mind went even crazier.
Yeah. So make sure you see the doctor. Don't just get off those things. It ain't easy. Thank you.
Just on says, thoughts, women officiating baptism, weddings? He's on Cash App. He donated on Cash App.
That's a no-no. I can't even imagine anyone going to a woman for to baptize them. What the? You let the devil baptize you. What the? Or for weddings. That don't even feel right. It doesn't look right. It ain't right. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't make sense. So no woman doing that. Thank you.
Harmony on Cash App.
Like grits. Harmony grits.
I had not familiar with that brand.
Go ahead.
Harmony on Cash App. Miracles are happening right now.
That's right. Thank you. Amazing. Thanks for your support. Harmony grits.
No more thoughts about our coffee. I'm a week behind watching the show because I had to work and stay at a hotel with a couple other guys once in a while. I silent prayed when I had the chance. Didn't do it sitting still morning and night since I didn't really have a closet environment. Do you think I should avoid situations like this where my prayer sessions are disrupted? Asks No Mo Thoughts.
If you're out like that and you just can't sit and pray right there, just be aware. Bring your mind back to where your body is. You're in prayer. All right? And so don't judge it either way. Because the devil tell you, oh, you didn't pray this morning. It didn't work. It's not going to worry. Don't listen to those thoughts. They're just thoughts, and they're lying to you. Amazing. Thank you.
And on Buy Me a Coffee, Canyon Pumpkin asks, how to forgive a cheater?
By realizing that it's not them. It's something else driving them. Nobody's in control of what they do. Believe me. So just like you're not in control of what you think you do, so is a cheater. So just don't resent them. If you don't want to stay with them, don't stay with them. It's up to you. But don't be angry at them. They know not what they do. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors, Greenwall, Cactus Eater Bear, Fuzzy Frankenbeans, Taking Care of Business, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Did you tell me Dr. Phil or somebody died?
No, not Dr. Phil. Phil Donahue.
Oh, Phil Donahue died.
Yeah.
Oh.
People magazine reported that he died at 88 years old.
Nice.
Emmy-winning talk show host. And you were on his show back in 91.
Dr. Phil's show was probably one of the, I mean, Dr. Donahue.
Phil Donahue.
Not Dr. Donahue, but Phil Donahue's show, one of the first shows I went on when I started out. He had some black people in there. Sahabazard Ali and others.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being on Phil. I couldn't get it clear. I thought it was Dr. Phil.
There he is on Phil, Dr. Phil.
That's me. Oh, I was so young. That's crazy. All handsome.
There's Phil. There's Phil Donahue. Not to be confused with Dr. Phil.
Right. It's Phil Donahue expired, according to the report.
Yeah, after a long illness.
According to the report, 88.
Yeah, People Magazine.
What made his soul rest in peace? He did.
There's that woman you mentioned.
Saharazad Ali. I was just starting out my little career. I was so young. Thin. Yeah. Looking sharp in my suit. That's when we used to dress up. We had common sense.
1990 or 91, something like that.
That's amazing. Well, may his soul rest in peace. Anything else? That's it?
That's it.
Okay, let me go back to Brandy and see if she's ready at this point. Brandy, let's give it another try. From Hawaii.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, we only have 3 minutes left, so I don't have time to talk about what I called about.
You want to call back?
But, yeah, I'll call back about that, but I did want to comment on the guy that isn't voting.
Oh, okay.
I think that even if they are cheating, if everyone, there's a lot of people that are like that guy that won't, but that doesn't vote because he doesn't think that we have a chance. But if we all step up and vote, even if they are cheating, we could still beat them.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil tell you, just because they may cheat. That means I don't need to vote. You still vote. You don't know what's going to happen.
We still could beat them. You never know. Yeah. And, you know, God's in control.
That's right.
And, I think that we might outsmart them, you know, like if we all step up and do our job. And I think that, you know, someday we might be accountable for not voting. Like, you know, God's going to ask us.
God ain't gonna ask you about no. God's not gonna ask you if you voted. What the?
You don't think so? Someday you might be like, why didn't you vote?
God doesn't
care. Why didn't you do your job?
God doesn't care about voting. What the? What you about to say, Jay?
Oh, they don't cheat anyway for the sake of the channel.
Right, they don't cheat. Everybody fair.
Right.
Everybody fair.
Don't scoff.
And I also want to tell you, Jesse, that I live just like you did when you were a kid. I live with an outhouse and I'm off grid and
nice
out in the boonies.
Really?
It's an amazing life.
It is.
I love it.
It really is. Brandy, call me tomorrow with the other thing. I got to run. They're going to cut us off.
I know.
All right.
Okay. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. I am so out of time. It's not even funny. I don't know what happened. I'm so out of time. I'm so out of time. I'm so lost without you. Look, I'm telling you as a witness, whatever color, rich or poor, black or white, no matter, Chinese, everything, get on that straight and narrow path. You work on you. You are your world. You're not responsible for anyone else. Do the silent prayer. Put rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Forgive your mama. Don't let the devil talk to you or anyone talk to you out of forgiving your mama. Your mom, all people need to forgive their mother. Everyone born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. Father, forgive your dad and your mother. Do the silent prayer and let it happen. And you'll have peace right here on earth while everyone else is falling apart. All right. The Hake Report is coming. And thank you for your super chats, your donations, and all that. I do appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming up now. H-A-K-E, not hate, but Hake. H-A-K-E Report. And then after that, Joel Friday at 11 a.m. And then at 2 p.m., Punching TV. Punching, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. And then after that, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Thank you all for everything. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and if Crete don't ride. Renee from Texas. Teddy, a first-time caller out of Tennessee. Oh, we finally got Teddy back. Rick out of Virginia. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Have a good one. I don't know where these three are home with it. I really just don't know. I hope you like my glasses. What the? Take care, folks. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? because so many conservatives are being set down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv.